I'm on the phone with Jillian Grant with Gaucho House. How you doing, Jillian?
I am fabulous.
We've got a big event coming up to Didsbury at the train station August 22nd. It's a free concert. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Station 5 Roundup, it's going to be a really cool thing happening here in Central Alberta. The concert is absolutely free. We've got some star-studded artists lined up. Also, we got some really awesome food trucks. We've got some cool vendors, do some shopping. We've got Cody and Sue. We've got Tattered Turquoise. A lot of really great vendors that are going to be there. So it's really going to be fully immersing yourself in the country way lifestyle, which is also taking place of the Didsbury Rodeo Weekend, the parade, the pancake breakfast, all sorts of fun things to do in Didsbury that weekend.
That's right. It is Didsbury's Rodeo Weekend, and it's all going to kick off with Station 5 Roundup with guests Kelsey Kulik and Mitch Zorn. Tell us a little bit about them.
It's been so exciting to see these artists. We announced in April, and we're really starting to see them take off. Kelsey Kulik, of course, was just at the Calgary Stampede. She's performing at the CCMA Awards this fall. She's really taken off. She's got a lot of great hits. I know that we've been hearing them a lot at your station here, Troy. And Mitch Zorn, he's playing at Boots and Hearts. He's really taken off as well. So it's been really cool to see. And here we get to see them free of charge here in Didsbury. So it's going to be bumping.
And it's all part of, like we said, the Didsbury Rodeo Weekend. And it's all about getting the community out and enjoying some time together.
Absolutely. And one artist we don't want to forget is Cole Martin. He's going to be opening and doing a bit of a pre-show before we have Mitch come on. He's also been playing Ranchman's. He just opened for Nolene Hoffman. Really great Central Alberta talent. And you'll get to catch him at the beginning at the concert at the train station that evening. And then he'll actually be playing at the Didsbury Curling Rink for the Rodeo Cabaret later that evening, too. So really excited to see that. It's been a while since the Didsbury Cab's been in town. So, like I said, it's going to be a whole boatload of fun in the Didsbury Rodeo, the parade, and Station 5 Roundup. We're excited.
And, of course, being a free event, nobody needs tickets. They can just come to the door and show up. Is that correct?
That is true. And the sooner the better. It is a street party. We are going to have a beer garden there, so it will be licensed. So there will be a bit of a capacity within fencing. So make sure you get there early to make sure you get a spot there. If you have any other questions or need any more info, be sure to check out station5roundup.com. We'll have all of what's going on in Didsbury that weekend. You can check it out.
August 22nd in Didsbury, Station 5 Roundup, part of the Didsbury Rodeo Weekend. And again, the website is
station5roundup.com.
There you go. Thanks, Jillian. You have a great day.
You too.